Parshas Boy is a short name of Basaps, a lange parsha, which we'll see. Remember in the Cheder, it would say that Boy begimatria is three. There are three markers in this parsha. So even the Rebbe gives up. Let me learn the parsha. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Boy el Paroi. Ki ani echbadeti esli Boy, ve'eslev avodo, למען שיססי אויססי אלה בקיר בוי. ולמען תספר באוזני בנחו ובן בנחו אס אשר הסללתי במצרים ואויססי אשר שמתי בום וידעתם כי אני השם. So the פסוק says, ולמען תספר באוזני בנחו ובן בנחו אס אשר הסללתי במצרים ואויססי אשר שמתי בום וידעתם כי אני השם. So, it's Mevur in Chazal, we'll see later, that Uleman Tisaper, Be'etzem was going in Parshas and Makas Borot, and Makas Arbe, maybe also on Choshech and Choyres, but Be'esoido it was going in Makas Arbe, we'll see about the Mefur Shemedrash. So the Shaila is like, why Dafkin Makas Arbe state Uleman Tisaper, was ne Bincho ve ben Bincho is asher isalalti b'mitzrayim, spunke Makas Arbe. The Medrash says, "Hineni mevi mochor arbe bechol gvulecho." Zog the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu hayo yodea, when Moshe already got this nevuah, the first psukim in Parshas Boy, Moshe hayo yodea as meredo af makas arbe. Even that doesn't say in the pasuk. Parshas Hashem told him, "Ulemant esaper boz nebilcho bebilcho asher isalalti b'mitzrayim." And later he told them, you know, go to Paroi, tell him, Pasuk Dalet, Minato Meshaleach, maybe Mochor Arbe Begvulecho. But the Medrash says already in Pasuk Beis, Moshe knew, as Meret of Makas Arbe. Zog the Medrash, Vashteit in Yoyel, Lebaneichem Tesapru, of Makas Arbe, Lebneichem Tesapru. So Moshe knew already as Meret of Makas Arbe. Mele Moshe was meramezit in the pasuk, but man the saber was the bincha ben bincha as mereto af arbe. As is ok the medrash. So steht in medrash, as leman the saber, makas arbe is leman the saber, lebaneichem the sapru, lebaneichem the sapru. Das is makas arbe. So the shaila is, take why dafkan makas arbe? So Rebbe Soloveitchik is with the Ramban. It's a Ramban later on in the Pasuk Yudalad. So anyway, the Machlek is Rashi in Ramban. But Rashi says, V'yalo arba kol eretz Mitzrayim v'yonach b'chol gvul Mitzrayim kovet ma'od lefonov lo yochein arba kamoyu v'achov lo iyeken. But we come to the Pasuk, we see Machlek is Rashi in Ramban. But the Ramban brings down וקוסם רבנו חנן בפירוש התורה שלו מאיס התורה סמוי שרבנו ועד עכשיו אין ארבע מפסיד בכל גבול מצרים ואם ייפול בארץ ישראל ויום וייכנס בגבול מצרים אין אוכל מכל יבול הארץ כלום עד עכשיו like recently was an ארבע and like it didn't go into Egypt ואומר כי זה כבר דובר ידוע הוא לכל ובמזדן ראי בצפרדי אומר רק ביהור תשארנו ולפי חכמי שרבה רק עד עכשיו, they have it stuck in the yoyer, behind. אבל אמרו לו, נשאו ארבע איכות בכל גבול מצרים. ועל זה נאמר, שיחו בכל נפלא איסוף. עד כאן לא של רבינו חנן. אז זה רק רבינו חנן. שיחו בכל נפלא איסוף, you can see it. מאלה, זה רק רבר, למען תסבר בו, זה לבינכו ובן בינכו, זה אשר הסללתי במצרים. Till today you could show all the other things you can show בקינדלך, as a given מקס in מצרים. אבל מקס ארבה, השאל in the פוסק, וחמוי הוא לא יהיה. וכאשר נפל ארבה בארץ מצרים, בארץ ישראל, he doesn't go into the גבול. There you see תקה, למען תסבר באוזני בינכו ובינכו.
מה
יש לזה? זה נשתה זה הניקר. inside the water. Who knows even today? Who knows if, where it is, what it is? But the arba, everyone sees before you that the arba doesn't come in. Chaim Kanievsky brings down the Ander Pshat. He says, Arbe, I remember myself, last year was Arbe, they almost came to Eretz Yisrael. Didn't come to Eretz Yisrael, it was the whole pictures, all newspapers was full with Arbe. So all the headlines and all the newspapers was that the Arbe that Amor given in Mitzrayim is almost coming. It's yes, the one that's came in Mitzrayim, Nish. So Chaim Kanievsky said, Alamo, when the Arbe comes, you tell the kids, you see, you know, Dasa Shigven in Mitzrayim. So it's the only market that repeats itself a lot of times. So the main people in Mantisaper, Ba'ozmecho, Be'bimcho, Biza Yoyim Azeh, people speak out about the market's Arbe, Ada Yoyim Azeh. Ada Yoyim Azeh. Zog Pasuk Gimel, Vayobim Moshe Ba'ar, El Ba'ar, Vayoyim Erlov, Koyom Arashem, Eloiko Yivrim, Ron Mosai, Me'anto, Lanas Ponai, Shalach Ani Ve'yavduni. כי מועיל אותו לשלח, הנה לי ממובר ארבע בגבולך ובכיסו יסעין האורץ. מולו בסכו, ויאמר עבדי פארי, על מוסה יזון על מלכי שלח את האנושים, ויושה ומוישה ואל ארוים, ואס ארוים אל פארי, ויאמר להם, לכו יבדו את השם אלי ככם. מי ומי האוילכים? מי ומי האוילכים? So זה שני בלטורים. What is מי ומי האוילכים? He says that he told them, I know that to go into Eretz Yisrael, all of you are not going in anyway. Only Yeshua the Kolev. Zokter, mi v'mi ha'ilchim, b'gimatria Kolev u'benun. Mi v'mi ha'ilchim. Zokter, b'laturim, so Moshe answered him, b'neoreinu v'skeneinu neilech. Tochis mi ben esrim, v'yoysa b'ben shishim, d'gzeire, they went into Eretz Yisrael. So first Zokter, mi v'mi ha'ilchim, b'neoreinu v'skeneinu neilech. Now, it's interesting, the Pshat, the Pasuk. Zog the Pasuk, Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayemer Hashem el Moshe, nete yotcho al Eretz Mitzrayim bo arbe. The word here is very shvel to read the Pasuk. Vayemer Hashem el Moshe, nete yotcho al Eretz Mitzrayim bo arbe. What says bo arbe? So Rashi says bo arbe, bishvil makaso arbe. The Pshat, the Pasuk is shvel. What says bo arbe? What is bo arbe? Perik yud pasuk yud beis. Bishvil makas arbe. Dor haChaim haKodesh zog pshat. Zog dor haChaim haKodesh ba'arbe. Ulay yikshir arbe echo b'matayu. He took one arbe. Zog dor haChaim haKodesh. He tied it onto the stick. And he hit with the makke bo arbe with the arba. This is the Chaim HaKodesh. Oy efshar, this is the pshat, sheyaskir shem ha'arba bintoyse es yodoy. He said, arbe! Lesimen neti es yodoy bishvil ha'arbe. And that also brings ke'en dem from Moshe Adarshi. So, ki tam bo arbe she arbe som ba mate. Ve ein ze nochin. Ve nezer is choylik in that. Aber am nabiz am zan, pshat aposu. Zog de posu. Vayal arbe pesuk yudalet al kol eretz Mitzrayim vayolach b'chol gvul Mitzrayim kovet moi. Lefon of loy hoy ochen arbe kamoyu ve achrov loy yeke. So, krashi vayisu shoyo bimei yoyal shenemar kamoyu loy nir min ha'oilom. למדנו שכובד משל מוישה. פרק רשי שטיידן יוילס אז גיוון מקס ארבה. פרק רשי על ידי מינים הרבה. שהוא יחד ארבה יולק חוסיל גוזם, אבל של מוישה לא יהיה לו ממין אחד. וחומוי הוא לא יהיה ולא יהיה. And then the Ramban is חוילק, and the Ramban brings Rayas, that in time of Moshe was also with Yerek. We say in Tehillim, Korol ha-Yer-Em, it is the Pasuk. ויתן לחוסיל יבולום ויגיעם לארבה, we say it in Tehillim. ויתן לחוסיל יבולום. ויובי ארבה וילק ואין מספור. זה דו קפיט לכם Tehillim, it says over the Marcus. think it's Choftes and Kuzayin, Choftes. So the man he's Choylek, and he says that Komoyu lo iya be'eretz Mitzrayim. Yor is given in Eretz Yisrael. But Rashi learns Komoyu lo iya in the ganze welt. Aber for minim harbe it will be. And the Rabban times that the Mitzrayim was also for minim harbe. No, Komoyu lo iya, the pshat is Komoyu lo iya be'Mitzrayim. He says, read the pasuk, Ve'al arbe al kol Eretz Mitzrayim, Ve'alach u'kol Mitzrayim, Komoyu lo iya came be'eretz Mitzrayim. So the pasuk, Vayemayr paro elikro le Moshe ve le Aaron, Vayomer chotosi la Hashem Elokeichem, Ve'at osono chotosi achapam, Ve'atiru la Hashem Elokeichem, Ve'yosar me'olai rak ha'moves hazeh. So we have Manzei the Reb Avraham Yaffen. It was Nifta Taka this week of Shabbat. He said, he was once speaking to the Satmar Rebbe. And he wanted to tell the Satmar Rebbe the godless of the Bali Musa. And he was telling him that Reb Zundel Misalant, one of his Talmidim sent him a letter. If he could daven for a choyle, he has a choyle in the house. If he could daven for the choyle. So Reb Zundel told his Shamish, write a letter and I will sign. That write in the letter that I'm davening for him. He gave him the letter to sign. Reb Zundel said, I can't sign on a shekel. It said in the letter, we are davening for her. It said, if I'm davening for her, I got your letter, and we will we're davening for her. Lashon Rabbi. So Reb Avraham, look how the medakdik in midas ha'emes. Because Lashon Hanover, you write, we are, yeah? Kosavnu le'el, lo kosavti le'el. Kosavnu le'el. Mishigizokt. 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 Amor in Shia, mishigizokt. That's Lashon. Nafilo Ochi, Reb Zundel didn't want, was choishes to shekel. Emes, but it's another. Fakert, if you were right, I'm davening, it sounds a shekel gaibedik. And the way it's better to write, we are davening. We're davening, I'm davening, we're writing. Aber Emes, Bali Musar Emes is given business of. So the Satmar Rebbe told him, no, no. Lefi the Ramban, it's doch mamish a shekel. Ist doch mamisch aus Schöcker. Zu schreiben, wo er da liegt, ist doch mamisch aus Schöcker. So, I was wondering, wo ist der Ramban? Wo ist der Ramban? Und warum, ja, wird sie. Till he came to this Pasuk, der Ramban ist mefurisch in der Pasuk, and this Pasuk that we saw now. Ve'at osonu chatosi achapam, ve'atiru la'ashem elokeichem. Der Ramban sagt das so. Ve'atiru la'ashem elokeichem, he means Moshe ve'Aaron. Ve'atiru, lo shen Rabbi. דרך המוסר, זוק נרמבן. פארי ספוק דרך מוסר. אף כי יודע או יופרוי שרק מוישה הוא המעתיר. That מוישה is the only one that davens. מוישה told him, למוסי עתיר לכו. והתרתי להשם. בצייסי הסעיר, אפריס אסקפאי. So מוישה said, the whole time I'm doing it myself. זוק נרמבן. כי לא ידע בר מוישה בדרך רבים. שלא יוצא שקר מפיו. So state that Moshe will not say we davening. אז זיין יש כאן שקר מפיו. Moshe says I'm davening. איך יתרחת? זה יש כאן מוכח דרעי פה נסעת מרבה. If Moshe will say we are davening, we'll take a mashah with our way. It's not mashah בדרך הנובה. When it's a tzad that he and our will daven, does it not emes? When a person says, I'm davening, we are davening, and he means on himself, this is Lashon Hanover. He didn't forget, he says, Pali said, both of you, even the Lamai is only Moshe davening. Moshe didn't say, we are davening, as Kvayin of an Aaron, because the Lamai is a shekel. Aber, start with mentioning Reb Avraham Yaffen. His daughter was nifted this week, Ribson, Menucha Etel Nekritz. This was the daughter from Avraham Yaffen, grandmother. So I would say maybe two mice from the Waldock. One mice I heard from her that the mice would be the Leib Nekritz, the son of the Rebbe Avraham Yaffen. He was the Mamshik, who was the Rosh Hashiva Nochdem in America. from the Rosh Hashivas. So he was taken by the Russians to Siberia. And the whole Milchama, the whole Second World Milchama, he was in Siberia. They took him to Siberia. And there was very hard work. They had to chop these big trees, mamish. Exact alamo from Shishis may be racist given though. Grace and boy mamish. And if you didn't know to run to the right side, it will fall on you, you couldn't run away. It's too late to run away after the wood. It was big Siberia, big trees. And as and every Shabbos is Bazunda Shmuz, Mamish, he would run away, hide. He was never Mechal Shabbos. He would cut his hair. Never Mechal Shabbos. Never. And I gives up. And the was given Reutzchim, they put him together in one little house with families, with going, with animals. One room was given the ganze Stub. And I have to with Mishpachas from going. My mother was a little kid, she was 6 years old, that she was also there. And once, given a Shredded Kufa, you know, it's the goddess from Siberia. Shredded Kufa. The vice goddess from Rufnas. And he was going to chop, and you have to understand, they had their wolves and dogs. And they gave them a simon that a wolf doesn't turn his head to the sides. When he wants to turn, he turns his whole body. So if a wolf comes, a zev, yeah? If a wolf comes, you're allowed to run away. If a dog comes and you run away, they kill you. So you have to check, when he comes near you, to check if... The kids in Amari said, one day it was mamish, shnofloop, he couldn't anymore, you know what I'm saying? They understand, the shveket and the goddess is given that they never thought that they would go out of there. They told them when they bring in the darkness, all the people that are here, ready for 20 years, for 30 years, no one goes out, from here you don't come out. No one takes you out from Siberia, it's not like Divine. The Russians are ready for years, and they say, everyone here is only one way. There's no train. There's no trains that take back from here. And then they met old people that died there in Kvorim. It was nine bachim from the yeshiva, though. And he was walking into the trees, though. You know, one day he couldn't anymore. He was walking into the forest, you know. And came Kenegdoi, the biggest Ritzeach, was a Ritzeach, they forgot his name. He killed already, I think, 5,000 people, you know. And he was in Siberia, it was magnificent, you know. He killed more, you know. They put him another vital in Siberia. It was really bad in Siberia. And he came over to him, and he told him, "You delayed. Lama naflu pon." They stopped me. Told him in Russia. I'm saying Nusach. I heard from him. Lama naflu ponecha. Du hosta b'shefer that took you out of Mitzrayim. He could take you out of Siberia. We're staying here. You are Miyash. You Kodesh Baruch Hu took you out of Mitzrayim. He said that chizuk that this Ritzach gave him. He passed the whole goddess of Siberia. So we learned this is Mitzrayim. And I wissen, Mota Bashefer. Mota Bayroilo, Lemad Nisato Boz, Nibimcho, Ben Bimcho, Zashem Salauti Ben Mitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu was dying to Klal Yisrael. A Yid is a Yid. We have a Bashefer that will take us out. I got noch a meise from my brother, that's when the ganze shitte from the Vardok. The Vardok is when a Maharach, they call it, mi machta prat. The world calls it that he would go to the drugstore to buy nails. Yeah, that's what the Welt weiß. But so you said, in the Vardok, they're working on Shviras Amidus. So, one meise I heard from the Nifteres, she told me, as was a bocher in the Vardok, that's his name was a Mr. Rajanka. And you know, that days in Russia, you know, the yeshivas, they didn't have where to eat. They would eat, you know, by days by different people, you know. This person had a mishpoche, a cousin, a choshev mishpoche. For sure, Nishkan Bnei Teira, they were more, you know, masculine, communists. Oh, but they had money and they had a nice family. And they would invite him for Shabbos. Food was kosher, yeah. The kids, and he would go to Lel Shabbos, and he would stay by them. But, you know, noch the meal, you know, mit geschmutzach, mit the bnei bais, Bekitzer, Nochbis, you know, after a couple of hours that he was there with all the Trefi Dikizach, and he would say, here he's not coming again. But you know, again, he would go back to Yeshiva, and you know, a couple of weeks, you know, hungry, and they got this good invitation for this family, and it cooled down, and he would write again to the family. Unochat Kufa Vaita, he would go, and again, he was beat for a couple of hours, and then he would chap, I'm not coming again. But you know, a tekufa passed, and by the gigangim. So he said, "Enough machlepes." Okay. The next time, again, he falls. They invite him. He comes for a suda Shabbos. And noch the suda mishmutzach or meretzach. He says, "Enough machna prat." I think he was listening about enough machna prat. So after the meal, he says, "I could get a cup of tea, please." Say, they give him a cup of tea. He says, "I could take it to yeshiva." He gets up, he stands, he opens his pants pocket, and he pours the tea inside. Like this, they'll never invite him anymore. You make the mice, Shmiras Amiras, and Taki never invited him anymore after this mice. After this mice, Taki didn't invite him. But let me get back. In this pasuk here, it's a shvere pasuk. It says, Vayimar paroi likoi lemoyshe velaaroi. Vayimar chotosi lehashem melekechem velochem. ואת עושה לחתוס יח הפעם ועתירו להשם אלוקיכם ויוסר מעולה רק את המובס הזה. מפורשים אסה שברי קשי. All the times in the Makis that when some Makis Paro didn't ask even that the Makis will go away. But in the Makis that Paro asks that he wants the Makis to go away, he says, and I will send you ואני אשלח את סום. Sometimes Moshe tells him, I know you will not. Here, Pari says, Chotosi Lehashem, Sonu Chotosi Echapam. Say, okay, for sure, Tehu Mishael Tzviyadai, for sure he meant that he will let them to go out. Aber for what steht das nicht? For what steht das nicht? So he said, Givaldi Kipshad. Ich denke, Shiri, but it's a Givaldi Kipshad. The Buskirov Zog, that Be'etzem, in Makas Arbe, is very interesting. Look in Pasuk Gimel. Yud Gimel. Vayobu Moshe va'aron el paro. Vayobu rev koyam ar Hashem aloike oivim. Ad mosay me'anto le'ones miponai. Shalach ami ve'yavduni. Frank de Biskerov. What is the pshat? Ad mosay me'anto le'ones miponai. All the makas till now, Vayobu Moshe la'arin, Shalach ami ve'yavduni. Ad mosay me'anto le'ones miponai. Vayobu koyam ar Hashem, Shalach ami ve'yavduni. What is the Tosefes, Ad mosay me'anto le'ones miponai? Zog de Briskerov, as steht in Rambam, in Hilchos Tainis, that the Rishoyim, when they don't do tshuva, ve'alachtem im ikeri, ve'alachtem imochem mechamas keri, the Rishoyim get punished, a bazunder punishment, not only on the chet, but when Hashem gave them a punish, and they didn't believe that it's me'is Hashem, and they're not makir that Hashem gives the onshim, and they say it's a mikru, and then alone, they get a special punishment. And then alone, they get a special punishment. ומילא, זוג דה בסקירוב דוסי לפשט, עד מוסי מאנטו לאונס מפונה. מוישה told him, and that fact that Hashem is giving you punishments, and you're not מסייחס, אבדר עלי, you deserve a oynish. Also, שלח עמי ויעבדוני. מקס ארבע is coming for two זך. Also, for שלח עמי ויעבדוני, and also a punishment for the fact that you're not listening to other makas and you're a chutzpah. And this Moshe, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the makah, says Paro, Chotosi Lashem. Ato sonoi, achapam, v'yosa mole rak amogos hazeh. Chotosi Lashem. Chmin makir asis from Hashem. This means in this makah, this is the first time Paro says this nusach. For sure, maybe you'll be Mishaleach. Oh, but the Neisa was here. Pali says, Chmin Makir, the Makis is from Hashem. Chmin Makir is from Hashem. So he moved him that the Beskirov Zogt, interesting, that Rashi says that the Chitu Be'akusemes, Afeilisem, in the end of Rashi, in the end of Pashas Ve'eiro, והפישר מעשה לנו כוסו, והחיתו והכוסמס לא ינוקו כי אפי לסיינו. So Rashi במגזדם פנטנחומה, כי אפי לסיינו, in the end, this is in פורק טס, פוסק למד בייס, so Rashi כי אפי לסיינו, פילי פלויס נעשו להם. Then Rashi says, פשעת, they were soft, what the Rebbe said in the Cheder, yeah? But the Tanchumah says, that פילי פלויס נעשו להם, that בעצם the Boron had to hit them, but they were saved, because Hashem wanted the Arba to eat them. So the Beskirov says, "Amot Nezach." So Makas Arba Be'etzel was not a real Makas. When Hashem saved it from Borot, anyway had to get destroyed. It was saved from Borot to be hit in Borot. Thus in the Talmud, an Arba Chelik from the Makas was a Bazunder Makas to show Yad Hashem. To show that it's from Hashem the Makas. So the whole Makas of Arba was not only to make power to lose. He could have lost it already in Borot. So see, Leman Tesabu Bo is the Bichet Hashem Yisalauti. Maybe this would probably said, Chotosi Lashem. Let me get weiter. Vayomer Hashem el Yud Chofal. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe Netayot Kol Hashamayim Vayehi Choyshech Al Eretz Mitzrayim Vayomesh Choyshech. So we know the big machlekes, the achroinim, what happens in Choyshech by night. Dark by night is only no light, or is a chefza from Choyshech. The Goyen learns that it's a chefza of Choyshech. Beira Yoyim, Yoytzer Oiru Beira Choyshech. The Goyen learns that the black of the night is not only that there's no light, it's a bria of Choyshech. So she said, Abba Razay, why when it's light, it becomes light by night? Kach Yotzer HaBeira, that the Choyshech goes away when the light comes. That the Pashto is, the Choyshech is no bria. Pashto says a Ramban, that when there's no light, it's Choyshech. If you put on light, it's no more Choyshech. The guy said, no, it's a Briyam Choyshech. No, Yotzer HaBeira, that the light takes away the Choyshech. In Mitzrayim, don't forget. Hashem made it the Choyshech, pushes away the light. Be'etzem, Choyshech is Choyshech. The guy said, why in Choyshech Mitzrayim, the light didn't help? The Torah says, because Be'etzem is a Briyam Choyshech. Just here, Hashem was Yotzer. If we learn normally that there's no Briyam Choyshech, so then it's pushed why the light didn't help in Mitzrayim. Because normally it's only no light. The middle light helps. But when it's a Briya of Choshech, light doesn't help. But the Goyen says, no. Ichad Alamol is a Briya of Choshech. Just Alamol, the Kach Yotzer Chukki HaBeire, Sho'ir Megarish HaChoshech. Zog Reb Chaim, this is the Pshat what we say in Lel HaSeder. Korev Yoyim, Asher Hu Lo Yoyim. Lo Yoyim, Velo Yilaylo. Rom, Hoida, Ki Lecho Yoyim, Af Lecho Alaylo. Shemun Havke, Leircho, Kol Hayom Vechalalia. Hatzach Nishkin Nochol, Aseder Yitzla. Aber, Korev Yoyim, Asher Hu Lo Yoyim, Lo Yoyim Velaylo. Rom Hoida, Ki Lecho Yoyim, Af Lecho Alaylo. Zog Tav Chaim, Pshad Lefi De Goyim, Givaldik. Korev Yoyim Lo Asid Lovoy, Asher Hu Lo Yoyim Velo Yilaylo. Bi Azar Tog, Nishken Nacht. If Lailo is Alamo, when there's no light becomes night, so what do you mean to be a day that is not day and not night? If it's not day, Bemele it's night. The Torah says, no, Choshech is a Briya b'fnei atzmo. He will be a matzav, nishken tog, nishken lach. So that's the pshat. Korev yoyim, asher hu lo yoyim, lo yoyim velo ila. Rom, hoida, and that matzav we will know, ki lecho yoyim, af lecho laylo. We will know that the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a Briya of laylo. Till now, we don't know there's a Briya of laylo. Aber roim hoida, ki lecho yoyim, af lecho laylo. This is the famous Yerushalmi and Psochim, that when they were hiding in the cave and they put on the candle, by day the candle didn't light so good, and by night the candle light better. The Rishonim bring it down, the Dalad, that the Mischadim in the Oro, and how they knew if it's day or night, they put a candle. By day the candle doesn't light so good, by night it lights better. But there's no light that came into the cave. But the Pshat, by day it was stand dark, because there was no light inside. But by night it was a Briya of Choshech. And in the Briya of Choshech, the light goes better. Now, Rashi is an interesting Rashi. Look in Rashi. Rashi brings down, Vehi Choyshech. פרק פסוק חוף א', ולמה הביא עליהם חוישך? שהיו בישראל בו יישא הדור רשעים ולהירוצים לא צייז ומייסו בשביל מהפעיל וכדי שלירו המצרים מפלטו ויאמרו הם לקים כמונו ואוהד שחיפצו ישראל ורואו סכליהם כשיוצו ישר למה יישא פרק מפורשים ולמה הביא עליהם חוישך? הוא נבוס מדם, הוא נבוס מצפרדיה, הוא נבוס מתקינים, הוא נבוס מתעורב דם שתית מידו כנגד מידו, הוא נבוס מצפרדיים. So first, אז יש לכם, אבי מפורשים על רשי אז דקשה. פרק פסוק חוב בייס. So, first it's not like if you look in the Medrash Rabbah, למה יש לי, the Medrash asks us on every Makkah. Why was that? Why was the same Medrash like it goes duch. So they went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim said, those nishkan tainah, the Mefarshim. The Mefarshim midas. Why Rashi decides to bring the Medrash on El Choshech? So, right, the Medrash can ask on everything, but Rashi never asked on all the Makkahs. Why Rashi only asked on Choshech? So he brings down that Choshech ve'etzel was not a Makkah. They couldn't see, but was no makkah be'etzem in choshech. Was a header. Meir zokter in achanam. This was for the azazach. Now in Tehillim we say, "Vayishlach choshech vayachshech." Vayishlach choshech vayachshech. Means to say it was mamish choshech. Veloimoru es dvori. Veloimoru es dvori. Vayishlach choshech vayachshech. It's behal lagodu. Veloimoru es dvori. So the Mefarshim asks, who is Veloy Moru Es Dvori? Who is Veloy Moru Es Dvori? Who? So the Malbim says, there was a Shfuah, Yoyim Velayla Lo Yishboisu. So Be'etzan, the day could say, after the Mabul, you promise, Yoyim Velayla Lo Yishboisu. So again, it's only Shver if you're going. On the going, it's not Shver Bichlal. The day that meant, Yoyim Velayla Lo Yishboisu, the day and the night carried on coming, came pieces of black. As if the Arba came inside. The Yevel, if we learn that it's the same night of the night, just it came by day, so does it take a time? Yevel, I'll lose by soon. The night is not allowed to come by day. So why take the night came? So Chashvua, Yevel, I'll lose by soon. So the Malbim says, La Yehudi Moisoyo. של היהודים היו סערו בחומש וסערו. בעצם, it was dark for the Mitzrim, but it was not dark for the Yid. אבל אנדר זוג נסתם, that the Shavuot is on the ganze Welt. That one country attack it could be, when we see in the edges of the world we have, as Amatze. Chasim Sefer says, אנדר זוג. Chasim Sefer says, that בעצם, כלל ישראל had a big Nisoyen. All the Mitzrim were standing freeze, yeah? They could have got a knife and just take off all the heads of the Mitzrim and to leave. So what was the problem? All the Mitzvim got stuck to the place. Just take it and send Klai Yisrael went in the houses and they saw what is happening. Just 1, 2, 3, finish. No more Mitzvim, we could leave. So why they didn't do it, Taka? Shteid is, Yosef was Mashbia, Mato'iru, it's a Abu, Achetechpots, we have a Shvuah, this is the same Mahalach we have, we don't make Milchamas with the Goyim to bring Mashiach. And the Menon, Midat, they have to stand on houses and to fight, to try, to, you know, to bring in Mashiach. אז נשכנו נזרי השקופה, we don't help הקדוש ברוך הוא to bring משיח. משיח will come and נריך תקצת. אז זה נזרי השקופה. אבל במילה כלל יסוד, זה גורל מצרים, פיקוח נבש. It doesn't go like that. Does Hashem didn't tell you to do that, you don't do that.
Hashem told him to look around?
What? Hashem told him to look around? There's no issue to look around. Hashem wants, fakir. The man tisha lo, Hashem asked them after it to ask for the matmoinim. Hashem wanted them to ask. It was a mitzvah that they will do it. They will go and ask, and that is still to get from them after it. But the Kodesh Baruch didn't want them. Ve'lo imoru es dvoroi dosi de shvue shelo ita'iru es ha'av o'a shetech pitz. Zog de posuk vayta. Si per yud alef posuk beis. Dabar no ba'ozne ha'om ve'ishalu isha me'israeyu ve'isha me'israusu klei zov, klei chesef ve'klei zov. This pasuk, all of the mefarshim as pshat. Rashi says, "Daber no." What is "daber no"? Moses and Brochas Dav Zayin ain no loshon bakoshem. Bakoshem cho azirim al kach shlo yoyim moritz tzadik avdom vino oisom mikiyem b'hem Everyone knows this chazal. And everyone knows the famous question. You promised. But you promised. So what's the common? Rashi brings it down. Perek Yudal Pasuk Beis. So remember, Adler Zogin Apshat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him you could take all the gold and the silver from Eretz Mitzrayim. So, you know, there's a famous story, a person was a slave for years, and the king tells him he could go away. He tells him, if you want before, you could come to my palace to take. He says, love me off, I just want to be free, let me, and he runs away. Klal Yisrael, B'shach Yisrael Mitzrayim said, Los apav, B'vil Nishkan Kesef, B'vil Nishkan Zov. We want to go away. Zegmor and Brochus, Dr. Zayin, V'yishulim, Bal Kochum Shel Yisrael. They didn't want to carry. Let us to be free. Meile, Shel Yoyim HaRoyis HaTzadik, As Aftochef HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I gave them money, they don't want, they don't have. Shel Yoyim HaRoyis HaTzadik, V'odnu V'inu HaRoyis HaKiyim Bohem. He forced them to have the V'kiyim HaRoyisam. ואחר כך יצא ברכוש גודל לא יקיים בהם. חסם סייפר says the under of all, this is really a shtickle כמו על דרך הצחוס. על דרך הצחוס, he says. But בעצם שבט לוי didn't work. So they didn't have a time there, ועובדו ואינו יצא ואחר כך יצא ברכוש גודל. But in Rambam Shed Milchus Melochim, that Avraham Avinu was metaken, that not only the people that go to the war get, even the people that are Shemer al HaKelim, they also have to get from Erva Einan, that they also have to get a Chelik. Maybe a Shevet Levi would want that learning all the Halachas. So maybe they also deserve. Maybe Shalom HaRoysa Tzadik, that he was metaken the Takonah, that not only the people that work have to get a Tzchar, maybe he will also get a Tzchar. So yesterday the Magen Midubne Zok, the Bissel Anders, the Magen Midubne Zok, he says a story, he says a mashal to masbir this, in Mishalei HaMagid Medubna, the parsha. He says it was like two kings that were fighting for years. Thousands of people were dying from every side. Till they decided, you know what? It's chaval, so much people dying. Everyone will choose one strong person. They will fight. The one that wins, his country wins. They made a huge big boir, it was a big pit. And the two giboyim stand on the side, and they started to fight. And the one that manages to put the other one inside the boil, his country wins. And the melchama starts, and one of them already falls down to the floor, and he's almost about, the other guy's about to really throw him in, and that king already, his heart drops. And in the last minute near the boil, he manages to chap Yemen's foot, he turns him over, and he pours him into the boil. So for sure, his country wins. You know, everyone is picking up that soldier that won, and his shoulders. And Azay Migate, we come to the melech, and the Melech tells him, you'll get all of the schar, but you deserve a little punishment. For that 3 minutes that you were almost falling and my heart dropped, you know, you began quite malchus, you know, if you know my feeling, I'm sure I'm losing everything for these 3 minutes. You deserve a punishment for that. Zakhtar Azay. The Meister, the Iker Bize, the Iker Vachakach Yetzel Berchush Godel was Bebiza Sayom. Was Bebiza Sayom. This was the Ika v'achakach yetzu b'chush gadol. And the Yitzias Mitzrayim was not nishlam till then. But Shalayim HaRoyis HaTzadik, Avraham Avinu will say, about these 7 days, till Bizas Hayom, they're not getting schar. Shalayim HaRoyis HaTzadik, Avad HaYichbu B'mekayim B'shpetah. And the Magen Midubne is much more from that. That he says that lulei that, could be the schar v'achakach yetzu b'chush gadol, doesn't have to be miskayim, even until you come into Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean that it has to happen in the same day. Steht nicht. Aber Shalayim HaRoyis HaTzadik Ve'avdu V'inu HaRoyis HaMkiyam Bohem in these people V'achar Kach Yeitzu B'chush Godel he was not Mekayim by them. He was Mekayim by the Eniklach but the ones who go to Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim. ויתן השם אסכי נאום בעיני מצרים, גם הוא איש מוישה גודל מועיד בעיני ארץ מצרים, בעיני עבדי פרוי ובעיני האום. So I had by me last week, about a year from Chicago, Like it's a pshat, it's a wonderful pshat, I think from Rabbi Yanker. What's this? Be'ene avdei paro yu be'ene ha'om. What's the pshat? Gamo yish moish egonu moid, be'eretz Mitzrayim, be'ene avdei paro yu be'ene ha'om. What the pasuk is saying here? So he said, Gvaldik at the hell. He said, you have sometimes, you know, revolutions. You have people that all the people in the street hold that he's a Gvaldik mensch. Yeah? He's from us, and he, you know, and he becomes the head of the country sometimes. But you know, the Chosh of the people look at him like a farmer, you know. A farmer that managed to become the manager because of the revolution. Sometimes, you have someone from the king's house, you know, very smart, telling in person, and he takes over the government. And all the high-class people hold that he's the right person for the right position. But the Om say, you know, he was born with a golden spoon. He's nicht von uns. Moshe is given golden behene avdei paro, you behene Om. Based self-mention. I mean, this is what the pasuk is coming to say, yeah? As Moshe got on my, the pasuk is coming to say, as Moshe looked good by the Mitzrayim. What does he mean? I mean, this is the two sort of shvachim take. By the Avdi Parlu, by the Yof. Zog the pasuk back. Vayoyim o Moshe, koi omar Hashem, ke chatzoy isa laylo an yoytze betoich Mitzrayim. Vayoyim o Moshe, koi omar Hashem, ke chatzoy isa laylo an yoytze betoich Mitzrayim. What is ka chatzoy isa? Hashem said, Bachatzois. Was ist Kachatzois? Sogt Rashi. Kachatzois, ki cholek alaylo. So we have to know stamp shot. When the people died, Chatzois, you know, Chatzois is not time. Chatzois is the first 6 hours are before Chatzois, and the next 6 hours are Chatzois. In the middle is Chatzois. So when the people died, Chatzois. How you die by Chatzois? When is Chatzois? Tarek says, they asked Reb Chaim when he was a kid. Reb Chaim said, people don't die. They live till this minute, and they're dead in the other minute. So till Chatzois they were living, and from Chatzois they were dead. I said, Reb Chaim Gizok. This happened by Chatzois, they died by Chatzois. So, till Chatzois they were living, from Chatzois they were dead. I said, Reb Chaim Gizok. Same. But it's Kechatzois, Bechatzois. So Rashi says, Keicholik alayno. ורבי סיינו דורשו כמוי כבחצויס שאומר מוישה כחצויס שמשמע ולא אומר בחצויס שמו ייטו הצטגניני פארץ כמו רם ברוכס ויאמרו מוישה בדי אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא יודע איסיסו וריגויסו ואומר בחצויס השם said בחצויס מוישה was scared that הצטגניני פארוי will have a mistake and they will think מוישה בדי הוא. Now, it's too mahalchim to learn this Rashi. How you learn Pshat all the years in this Rashi? What is the Chshash? How you learn Pshat? I'll tell you one mahalch. One mahalch is, Lama Zogim, the watch of that standing in power is not exactly the right watch, right? So Lama Zogim, Chatzos is 12 o'clock. Chatzos is 12 o'clock. And their watch, 11:59, all the people will die. Or Lama Zogim, and their watch, 12:01. No, everyone died a minute before, a minute later. I told you all the prayers are dying tonight by Chatzos. You know what? 2 seconds before, 2 seconds later. What's this? So one mahalach is taken that they will have a mistake. Taken lama zogin lefir day clock it will happen 11:59 instead of 12. Moshe bada. What's this? Moshe bada. So if you this mahalach we could learn pshat. I mean it was masbir tamor. This is a yisoid taken. That what is the machlekes? Moshe is giving makas in Mitzrayim. We mentioned in the last chum shiurim. Moshe is giving makas. What time in the Mitzrayim? Moshe, you a witch? You're a mechashef, a black witch. You know. You're a mechashef. You know the koiches. You know the teva. And Moshe says, no, Hashem, Hashem. Ani v'lei malach, ani v'lei sof. How you know if it's Hashem or if it's a kishuf? The Torah says Hashem is exactly. A kishuf is almost exactly. Now, if a person knows exactly what has emotional power, he says, "I see that you know only Yeshua. I ra'od neged peneichem. I see blood is coming." He doesn't know exactly. He's born today the manik. He's loyki al amayim. He gets it. They got it. And that day they saw things. Almost. Moshe saw Makkah's Pchodos coming, he pushed it with the Shadim. Okay, almost it worked out. Abadossi felt, Moshe Badai. Moshe Moshe Badai. It's a Sinishkin by Hashem. I'll give you a riot to it. In the next couple of parashas, we'll see that Hashem was Mon, was going down Mon. Moshe said, we'll not go down on Shabbos. Remember? It was two people that decided to beat Tzmach and Shtik. What they did, they put some packages, in the morning they took it out. Right? Remember the name? Doesn't that be wrong? You know, I don't know if you saw once Festus snow. But the mom was every morning like 2 feet snow all over the Machne. They decided tomorrow morning, Shabbos Moshe says, no, we will organize. How much money they managed to collect? How much? 1 million bags. They didn't have snow to put on top snow. They got up in the morning, and you know, thank you to the birds that helped and ate it. Till today, we give bread to the birds. We'll get to the Mishkan Pasha Shira. Next week is Pasha Shira. Versteh nicht. Lam Zalim will find 5 pieces of mud. Who will be right? Moshe doesn't have you. He tells the Talmud, Moshe, you're right. It's not coming down, not because it's Shabbos. You know that every 7 days has to be a break. No, a little bit dribbled. Ois Navi, Dasi Givem de Milchome. Moshe Badayu. Das ist ein Malach. Und Rashi in Broch ist es manchmal nicht das. Rashi in Broch ist es, Shemo Yovoi, was ist Rashi? Wekoidem shi agia chatzois, iu svurim shi agia chatzois, ועדיין לא יבוא, ויהיה עם רומוי שבדי. Rashi was not. The chash was not that he'll be missing a minute, like we learned in Pshat. The chash was, Shema koidem shi yovei chatzois, yoy imru shebo chatzois, ועדיין לא יבוא, ויהיה עם רומוי שבדי. ויהיה עם רומוי שבדי. Steht in der anderen Wort in Rashi. Wo ist in der anderen Wort? The Pshat is also, you write, and after a second, Einach and Amir will find out that the Taka, Moshe Rabbeinu, is right. And our watches were wrong. But for that minute, it will be Chilul Hashem for a minute. And what's with Chilul Hashem for a minute? Moshe is Shliach Hashem. It means Moshe is representing Hashem. That's how it's Chil Hashem. Alamol Chil Hashem. When people mevaza us, they think that we're not right, that we're fruit. So Alamol is Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is Alamol, that the people that are following Hashem are not right. Those say it's Chil Hashem. What's with Chil Hashem? Moshe is a Shliach of Hashem, and we see that Taki doesn't work. It's not Maisim Dribo Ochber. Ochber was sitting in a Shir Amol, and he needed to go to the bathroom. Baruch Ber was sitting, and everyone sees Baruch Ber moving from side to side, from side to side, from side to side. Then they see Baruch Ber looks around, takes off his hat, puts it on the stander, and goes out. After a couple of minutes, Baruch Ber comes back to the room. They ask Baruch Ber what happened. Baruch Ber said, I needed to go out to the bathroom, a mensch. But the young Rosh Hashiva is saying a shir. If I will leave in the middle, the Rosh Hashiva will be insulted. I don't like a shir. No of us. I will come back in 3 minutes. And then everyone will chap that I was in the bathroom. But what will be with the 3 minutes that Rosh Hashiva will be insulted? So I didn't know what to do. I decided to leave my hat on the stander. But Aleph Vesel Baruch Ber is not going out to the street without a hat. Yeah, Meren Shkin have Kyle mentioned as getting Geula with hat on the jackets. Yeah? Meren Baruch Ber knows, me get nish on a hat. Baruch Ber says, you know you don't go without a hat. So Meren, if I left my hat here, everyone knows that I'm not going to Gula now. So I'll call her, I'm staying here. So maybe that Rosh Hashiva will not be embarrassed even for 3 minutes. So as Baruch Ber finished, Rosh Hashiva will not be embarrassed for 3 minutes. Moshe Rabbeinu is back from Gola to Mishboruch. It's not Hamayis from Baruch Ber. It's a given Yid Amor. Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. Rosh Hashiva in the Torah Oyer. Migdoi Leador. He was a young guy. Young man in Gemanchik, he went to get smicha for Baruch Ber. By Kamenitz, Baruch Ber, the Mahalach is given, after you came to the smicha, you took the fire, he had to stay there for a couple of months to see if the Shulchan Aruch HaChamishi is good. How you daven, how you behave, and then you'll get a smicha. The kids of Amayzer Baruch Ber came, and Reb Chaim Scheinberg came, Reb Scheinberg, took the fire, Reb Baruch Ber was the spoiler, they told him, I can get a smicha. He told him, you have to wait a little bit, you know, to stay here for a couple of months. So Reb Scheinberg said, I never asked my wife permission to stay away for a couple, for long, I didn't know you have to stay. So I'll go back home, I'll ask permission, and I'll come back. So Baruch Ber told him, wait till the afternoon. In the meantime, he sent a shliach to find out, before he came in the afternoon, he told him, I'll give you a smicha. So the Asa Baruch Ber was a gishen. Alam Ol, it's not enough for you, the information. You checked it, you see that the guy is good. So the Baruch Ber, you're right. Aber, I was thinking to myself, Zach Hoshim and Gemal will come home to his house, his wife will ask him, no, you got a smicha? He'll say, no. He'll be so embarrassed. He'll say, no, but I'll explain to you, I'm getting it. A kavod from Ben Teira for a minute. Mekenish from Gaza Ben Teira for a minute. Das Moshe. Shema yitu yasni dey pare v'yemu Moshe badayu. Nothing was that good, it doesn't help. My brother bring me a raya, it's a mefuru sharan in the door in the chovov, this yisoid. The Gemara said that if a person says kulchem, chutz me'abo, so the Gemara says it's a chazore. Person is neither kulchem chutz me'abo. It's not the pshat that b'shas the neder. He didn't mean to say his father. He meant to say his father, and he was choizer. Well, it's a sugya tefes loshen rishon loshen acher. Frag the Rano. He meant kulchem chutz me'abo. Why to say when he said kulchem he means everyone, including his father, and then it's a chazor. Zog the Rano, because if he would not want to make his father, he would say chutz me'abo kulchem. Why? She'ein adam roite she'izbaz ze'ovi v'afilu l'shor achas. So when he said the word kulchem, the Torah says, if he didn't mean his family, he would say chutz me'abo kulchem. So nochem, coming from Tata for one word. Nu Moshe Rabbeinu is marking from coming from the Bashefer? Nochem what the Ram is marking and coming from Tata.
Feel the person hall of codes, that is...
Let me get back, Poshe is getting late, Meseina. Let me get back to Poshe K. Umeis kol b'choyz, בארץ מצרים, מבחור פרוי היושב על כיסוי, עד בחור השפחו אשר אחר הריחיים, וכל בחור בהם. This פסוק is ממש. ומאיס כל בחור בארץ מצרים, מבחור פרוי היושב על כיסוי, עד בחור השפחו. Look in Rashi. עד בחור השבי. You can tell me where are these words in the פסוק? You saw such a zach in your life? What? The next parasha. So Rashi, at the next parasha is Rashi here? Another 10 psukim. 10, 20, 30, it says, Pasuk Choftes, Yudbeis Choftes. Vahi b'chatzi alaylo, v'ashem yiko kol b'chor b'erz Mitzrayim, b'chor paro, yishu al kisoy, ad b'chor ha-shvi. The Dibra Basri moved from Yudbeis Choftes to Yud Alef Dehei. Keino frekmish, keino zogmish. And Rashi fact in Akash, Lo Meloku Ashvui. It doesn't say that in Meloku Bichlal. What's Perk Chofes says? Rashi knows that Pshat in the Pasuk later. Takash and Mitateretz. And Ka'ala Shvaigim. So the Maskil Ledovi, the Givaldik Pshat. Rashi later cannot ask Akash. Rashi is asking Akash like this. Why did they die? They died. Maybe they also did something bad. Look in Rashi, they were Mafrim, Bayos, Nibchob, Apar Pchor Ashvicho. ולא מלוקו, שאף הם היו משעבדים בהם ושמחים בצרוסו. זה רשי הזה. Why they died? So it רשי, it can't be that they died because they were punished. Because they were over them כלל ישראל. Why in the אסרוה, ומייס כל בחור, השם didn't give a אסרוה עם בחור השבי? If השם didn't give a בחור עם בחור השבי, why is they got punished not because they משתעבד עם כלל ישראל? They got punished for a different reason. And why for that reason they didn't get asroah? So Rashi, k'dei shel yoyemru yirosom tov el beino. Like, the vow is no reason to punish them. B'shaz demake, they will say, yirosom tov el beino. So Hashem cannot leave them around. V'meyad nishgiden asroah of them. Pazish k'dei asroah of them. So Rashi is medayik from the chisor in asroah by us. Und Tage, ich sage es vor ihm, dass dieses Tage nicht gewinnt auf der Hashem. ועברתי בלילה הוא, אני ולי מלוך, אני ולי סורוף, אני, אני, הוא ולי השם. This was only for the Marcus Poirus. These poirus שלו יאמרו, that's the mashchis already made. This is שלו ייתן המשחיס, לא טוב בבסייך, we're not have time to go into it. אבל שאית was the mashchis, אבל מפורשים אס, we were the mashchis. אני, הוא, אני, השם, אני ולי מלוך, אני ולי סורוף. כאם שינו רשוס למשחיס, לאפחין, אינו מאפחין בין תומר ותומר, all the psukim, all the kashas, and all the mefoshim es. The Teretz is, was a mashchis to kill the Bchei Rashvi? And this is a loop shot. The Mefoshim asked a kasha that it says, look, we're looking at Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed, Vayokom Paro Elayla V'chalavodu V'cham Mitzrayim, כי אין בייס אשר אין שומס, and then פוסק למד גימל, כי אומרו כולנו מייסים. What is כולנו מייסים? What is כולנו מייסים? He said, all the prayers will die, Pashas, all of them already were gone. Right? It was a big wave, and all of them were gone. So what is כולנו מייסים? Moshe said, all the prayers, it's finished. What is the rush? Okay, Pari was nervous. He was the only Pchor, as Giblibin. Pari, Tzitter, Tzach, eh. Pseyla, aber chutz von Pari. Alle Pchor has died already. Was ist Kulonu Meisif? So you could say, Pshat, that the Pchor Hashvi. They saw, no, Moshe nicht gerade der Pchor Hashvi. Why is those things are starting to run out of proportion here? Aber ich trage nochmal eine andere Pshat. This is a bit schwer, because we said the whole idea is on a big punk like Hashem said. If it goes out of proportion, it's not a zeh gishmak. So I thought a different shot. Every market was 7 days, right? Now on the first wave, Chatzos, all the prayers died. And they saw not only the prayers, called Godel Shibabais. They were sure next wave, the next Godel Shibabais dies. Every 5 minutes, zhoop, all the prayers died. So they had a cheshbon, you know, as in the Sirus of the Rebbe, the Gemara says, that every time the prayer should be prayer. So the first wave, all the prayers. What will happen in the next wave? Right, Kulam Mason. So under attack of Shvet. I belong against the man of Shvet, but must be college. I don't know why we're running late this time. But let me learn Apostle Glavid. Efshach ben Masbir. Vayokam paru ilai lo hu v'chol avodov. Zogt Rashi, vayokam paru mimitosui. Sidoa minig in Klal Yisrael in the kindergartens. Das habe ich gehört in allen Medinas. From Russia bis Poland bis Australia bis Amerika. Ich gehört euch in Los Angeles, Chicago and Eretz Yisrael. They teach the kids in the cheder a song, Powder in Pyjamas in the Middle of the Night. I don't know if you heard about it. You heard about it? So first the shaila is, who said that he had pyjamas? And how everyone in the world knows that song. But you think it's time a song? No, that's ain't shaila. Was it going to fire? איך כן יש גיהרת? אני איך גיהר? אני אורך בן חגפר מוישה. אין שאל, צוויית, אז פאר גיהר, פיג'אמה לך, אז ווס. פאר גיהר פיג'אמה, כלל ישראל, kids are running after פאר גיהר פיג'אמה, you know, it's so baby-ish, yeah? פאר גיהר פיג'אמה, 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 נו. Everyone has pyjamas, פאר גיהר פיג'אמה. So you know, צווי מהלכים. First, what's in the market? The Rashi in my parche. It's a puzzle. ויוקום פארי לילו, רשי עד שווה, גוסס ויוקום, מי מיתוסוי? שטייט אין פוסק, how we know he came out from his bed, was a matzah that he was walking in Mitzrayim, that we see that he came out of his bed. Mit פיג'אמס, עוד פיג'אמס, אבל גוסס זה פוסק. ויוקום מי מיתוסוי. So the פוסק was a matzah from ויוקום מי מיתוסוי. What is this matzah? So I say, פינה קארל הקובד. What פשוט, I said, פשוט. I remember a couple of years ago, 5 years ago it was, they had Bank 2000, I don't know if you remember it. Nigizok 2000, the ganze Welt was ein Chorev. Some people didn't go to sleep by night, they were waiting for 2000, you know, when it will hit. Moshe tells Paroi, Herzachai, everyone is going to die, Chatzos, all of you, all the Pchoris are dying, Paroi is a Pchor. You don't want to take Klal HaSol out of Mitzrayim. You're strong, you're stubborn, Gizun Tarei. But you know, stay with your army 12 o'clock to see what will happen. El Shlofche, you know, he should not go to sleep so early even. El Shlofche, Chatzai is 11:30. El Shlaf. What Shlaf's there? But Moshe was right till now. Moshe says, Chatzos, you'll be running on four to come to me. The whole Mitzrayim will be Balagan. So, you know, let Paro just sit with all of his five, you know, close people, well, to deal with a matzav. Paro is Azam Mushches, Azam Roshe. He fell asleep. In his bed. So the bizarre was, the kosher leif Paroi, Hashem made, the whole world saw him, Paro, you went to sleep tonight with pajamas. Even the pajamas you put up, you went to sleep. Your pajamas, need pajamas, versteht was ich mein. Aber das ist auch tiefer. Steht allemal that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to go to the Yair, because Paro claimed that he's a gachke. He doesn't go to the bathroom. Yeah, okay. So Moshe came every time happened. So the fact, Paro was living a Meshudnika life. In our days, you have toilets in the house, not such a problem, yeah? And that day, there was no bathrooms. So, Pashtay's power is a king. So, he held him, he was so strong, he held himself the whole day. For that shtick covered, Achmanis, a crack kid, yeah? He was a king, you know? The whole house is closed. A crack kid? What's to do with covered, yeah? He's a getchke, he doesn't go out. Now, you know, a getchke also doesn't sleep, you know? Mo says that in the post of Ula Yoshenu, when Yo was making fun of them. So when Paro slept, the Teretz is he would close his room. You know, he would say he goes up, yeah. And he's the man would chap a shlof. The bizarre of Paro was in the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Paro ran around by Yochem Bitoso Sigivena Machmes. The pajama was the hacker that he came up from his bed. And all the kids were yelling, Paro also sleeps. Paro also is a man. Look, Paro is in pajamas. Does he give him the remek? It's like, no, Chamol, does he the Rashi? Vayokom balay lahum mitosri. We have to be mamshi, Chaber. It's over the time.